This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday. This is Tune In with Erica. I am Erica, and hey, it's good to get together with you today. Hey, hey, how are you doing today? 7th of March. Where is this month going? It is rattling by. And it is so good to get together with you today. I missed you last week. I missed you guys. I'm sorry I couldn't be with you live. I had a small appointment in a hospital that's all kind of done and dusted now. I just have the stitches to prove it. Just don't ask me to laugh very much. Good morning. I can see you coming into the Facebook chat room. A pleasure to see you. And I so appreciate that you make the effort to do it. I can see already that I have. Good morning to Jay. Jay's here with Raven right after the show with a backstage pass. And Jay, if you let me know who the guest is, I'll give you a shout out in a moment. Good morning to Maureen and to my colleague, Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. Also to Renee and Laura, Catherine and Alan. I will get in there. I can see you're asking for readings. I have to say, heads up at the top, my computer is having a duvet day or a bad hair day. I don't know what it is having, but it's just being incredibly slow. So what I'm going to do is let you all get into the Facebook chat room, because I'm not going to be able to refresh this a great deal very quickly because my computer is just not responding. I don't know what's going on with it. What's got into the air? I don't know. The moon is in Aquarius. The sun is in Pisces. Perhaps my computer's having a problem with that. I don't know. Anyway, what I'm going to be doing today, I'm going to take you through my March starscopes, which I didn't get to do last week because I wasn't here. I'm going to do some card readings for you in the Facebook chat room. I'll do that later on. And a good morning to Tiffany. I can just see that you've come in there as well. And I did pull some cards for you. If you're not able to get in the chat room, I pulled some cards for you and I and anybody who would like it for today. I used my Wisdom Tarot deck, and because I have lots of requests for dragons, there's so much dragon stuff going on at the moment. Have you noticed? Suddenly everybody's talking about dragons. Do you remember a few years ago, unicorns were everywhere, and the kids have unicorns and everything because the unicorn energy was coming through. And of course, now it's the year of the dragon. So everybody's talking about dragons. And I thought, is it just me because I like working with dragons? But no, it's the year of the dragon, and suddenly I can see people talking about dragons, which I absolutely love. And I can see Maureen is asking for a dragon message, so I will be bringing some dragons in as well. I've got my dragon deck. So the card that I brought out today, I said, what do we need to know for our highest good today? Or where should we place our focus? What's going on? And the message I got from the tarot deck is a card from the Major Arcana, which in my deck is called Transformation. If you use standard tarot, you would know it as the Tower. Now, some people don't like to get this card because they think it's quite scary. It certainly carries the connotation that something is going to happen that maybe we can't do anything about. There are either personal events, world events, basically shit happens. And sometimes you can't do anything about that. But of course, what you can always do is something about your reaction to it. On my deck, it comes with Archangel Shamuel, who helps us find what we need. He's great for if you've lost something, ask for Shamuel. But also he helps us find what we need. So if you've got a significant life event going on, or there are changes that need to be made and you're kind of procrastinating or don't want to do it, sometimes life will just barrel in there and do it for us. If that's happening, call on Shamuel and ask him to help. In my deck, he's holding an hourglass because it's sort of saying that time is barreling along. The sand is running. That sand is going to run from the top of the glass to the bottom, no matter what we do. Life is happening. Time is happening. And we just have to make the best of the moments that we have and try and find a message in them, or just look at them and acknowledge our emotions and our feelings. And sometimes we can't do anything about the event, but that's the best we can do with it. Find the best that you can do with it, and the best that you can do today might be completely different from what you did yesterday or tomorrow. It's about being very, very present. So that was the message from the Wisdom deck, which I will be using. But I did bring out my Dragon deck as well. It is Diana Cooper's Dragon deck, by the way, if people are asking. People have asked me, which deck do you use? I use Diana Cooper's deck because she was the first lady to introduce me to working with dragons. I have got an absolutely awesome dragon deck on the way. It won't be here till the end of March. That is combining dragons and archangels. As soon as I saw it, I thought, I'm a done deal. That's it. That deck has to be in my life. I'm so looking forward to bringing that deck to you as soon as I've got it. But for right now, I have a golden Atlantean dragon, a beautiful gold dragon, carrying a massive crystal. And the message on this is about helping you remember the wisdom that we all had in the days of Atlantis, that our soul knows at a very deep level. It's about awakening. It's about bringing back your knowledge and your gifts and your talents, reclaiming your mastery that you probably had then. Now, that's a very good card. When I put that with the transformation card, that makes entire sense that these two cards would come up together, because sometimes in order to bring forth our gifts or remember those gifts or reclaim our mastery, we do need events, or life needs to realign, to change. Sometimes when we put that energy out there that we want to change, and then life realigns, and it can feel a bit chaotic at times. So that's the message for today. Let me take you right now into my starscopes, which, if you know me well, they're an alchemy of astrological signs and tarot insight and guidance from an oracle deck. And this month I've used my angel tarot, my wisdom tarot, and dragon and my mermaid decks. The dragons are for fiery Aries, which comes into play in March. And the mermaid is for where we are now, the intuitive Pisces. And midway through March, of course, the wheel turns and we step into the first sign of the zodiac, Aries, the fiery ram. And therefore, it's just the perfect deck to accompany this month's ruling angel, Malchidiel. That's M-A-L-C-H-I-D-I-E-L, Malchidiel, who's also known as Malchigel sometimes, the angel of courage. And I love the word courage. I was meditating on this the other day with some work I have been doing, really deep transformative work that I have been doing. And I think of it as an amalgam of the word, the French word cœur, le cœur, which is your heart, and rage, rage, but rage is passion, courage. And courage comes in many, many guises. With Malchidiel, he helps us to face challenging situations and to speak our truth. Now there, I've just pulled out the deck, the transformation card. So obviously, if that rings true with you, you want Malchidiel. Internally, it's the courage to know who we truly are and to face our own inner critic and make peace with ourselves and love ourselves just as we are and adjust if that's what we want to do. You can call on Malchidiel if you're in a relationship and you need the courage to really open your heart and allow your partner to see deep into your mind and soul. Malchidiel also rules the sun sign Aries, so it's the perfect time to call upon this angel to move you forward. I channeled this month's messages sitting on this magical Cornish coast where I live, when I'm calling to the Fae and the dragons and Merlin and all our guides. And the weather has been wild and changing. Today it's sunny, but it's been so wet that frankly we've all got webbed feet. Mother Nature is adjusting herself from the drought we had last year, and it's so wet. The world is awakening to a new spring, a new dawn, a new reality. And the path ahead is as yet untrodden, of course. So let's step out into this brave new world together and blessed be. There's a lovely quotation that I tend to pull up every year at this time of year. It's to do with courage, and it was Winston Churchill who said it. He said, courage is what it takes to stand up and speak, but courage is also what it takes to sit down and listen. You've got the pagan festival of Ostara in March as well, the vernal or spring equinox. I will be doing a little ceremony with some friends down here, when the land is neither in the grip of harsh winter nor in the fire and heat of summer. It's a time of rebirth. It's a time of new beginnings. And that's why one of the symbols is Ostara, the egg, and why we have Easter eggs. It's all kind of intertwined. So let's get you going on those starscopes. Pisces, it seems that choice is at the heart of this month. So much feeling, so much emotion. And this is all to celebrate as you take your next turn around the sun. You are gifted the opportunity to expand and raise your vibration. Or your heart's emanation, if you prefer that phrase. Tune into people you instinctively know you can trust and turn away from those who don't feel like a comfortable match. You don't have to know why. Just do so without judgment. And great personal strength is yours for the taking. Aries, joy is all around. And yet sometimes we feel we have to be given permission to embrace it. Other times we think we have to wait until certain events happen or situations align in order to be happy. Not so. Happiness is a choice, even in the darkest circumstances. And I know this might seem like wishful thinking or woo-woo wishy-washy, but actually it's not. I don't know if you're aware, there was the amazing singer Nightbird who had a terminal diagnosis, and she said, "You can't wait until life isn't hard anymore before you decide to be happy." She was on America's Got Talent. She never made the final, but her journey was just such an inspiration. If you've never seen her, put the word Nightbird into a search engine and enjoy. She was just amazing. So deciding to make the most of what life serves up is a magical gift which opens doors. Taurus, recognition is the key to flowing through this month, especially recognizing what is going on inside, recognizing when others are acting from triggered emotions and old patterns which have nothing to do with you. Or perhaps it's your own triggers you need to face. Be impartial and balanced. Thoughts are just thoughts. Feelings are feelings. You don't need to allow them to overwhelm you. Observe them, evaluate them, and then let them flow on down life's stream. Gemini. Well, Gemini, you're going to enjoy a transformative month, if that's what you want, of course. Choice is right at the heart of your March experience. Choose wisely. Sometimes things that look too good to be true are. Other times we just know that something presented to us just isn't right. Not that it's wrong, it just isn't right fit for you. So tune into your inner guidance. Does it feel like the right road? This is a time to start afresh if you want. Choose the road less travelled and have faith. Cancerians, so much water in this reading. Water represents emotions, and your cup may be running over. Powerful emotions, deep sensitivity, and heartfelt choices. And amidst this sea of uncertainty, on the surface, you have the ability to ground from the inside, meditate, go for walks where you can get your feet in contact with the earth. If that isn't possible, hug a tree. Feel those roots going deep. Align yourself with the tree's stability. If you're still adrift in a sea of an ocean of uncertainty, treat yourself to some wise counseling. And once your inner trust is re-established, those waves will calm down. Leo, decisions can be more stressful than outcomes. If you're trying to reach a decision and the stress is creating more fog than clarity, slow down. Stop. Then cease worrying. Find balance in the knowledge that clarity will come. Perhaps the time is not right to make that choice. Maybe other information needs to come to light. If the stress is surrounding your home life, try to see what would be best for everyone and how you can find fulfillment in that framework. Virgo, you are all about service, so you will be in your element this month. Memories from childhood may come up. You may be called upon to help a child who needs reassurance, or both. This is the month for giving and receiving. It's also a great month for working with and alongside others who are trying to make this world a better place. Libra, oh, dear Libra. Where are you avoiding looking at the truth? Now, this may not be a bad thing. You know, the ego can make you very self-critical so that you fail to see your own goodness and worth. But be prepared to stand in your power and wisdom. Meditate and turn inward to discover your soul's truth. That will never mislead you. And then let go, let go, let go. Scorpio, slowly does it, Scorpio. This month is about patience. Set your intentions, make plans, read books, take classes, do whatever you need to prepare the road ahead. This month is all about potential and heightened awareness. Do you have untapped resources which need to be developed? It is also a month for partnerships or sharing to move the energies forward. Sagittarius, ruled by Jupiter, this is a month for healing and cosmic abundance. Now, this abundance is not necessarily financial. It is the abundance of overall well-being and a wealth of health, mental, emotional, and physical. Just trust is a key ingredient in this healing work. If you trust, if your trust has been betrayed over the years, know that that is past and you can build new foundations for a secure life with trustworthy people and balanced relationships. Trust yourself to attract that into your life. Capricorn, change is not your favorite thing, let's face it. And yet it is the only constant in life. What a conundrum. The pace of life and change seems to be increasing as the ascension process raises the vibration. And that's one change you will enjoy. Instead of resisting, be spontaneous. Enjoy communicating and sharing ideas and conversations to explore the new world. It's a time of brilliant epiphanies. Take a look at each day and keep a gratitude diary, and you'll see how much change is a good thing. And also, I think that card I pulled out, the transformation card, was probably exactly for you this month. And finally, Aquarius. Pay attention to your dreams this month, Aquarius. Life is transforming, and sometimes the best we can do is to allow it to flow around or over us and just go with that flow. So be prepared for fresh fields and try to keep a balance between those emotions and the practicalities. A blend of dreamy optimism and good old common sense will get you safely into April. So those are my starscapes for the month of March. You'll find them on my website, angelhandsheal.com. You'll also find them on the front page of One to Listen, along with the scopes of my colleagues. I was going to try and bring you some of the scopes of my colleagues today, but my computer is having none of it. I can't get onto the page, but there are some wonderful, there's a weekly scope, Merlin Scopes by the amazing Kay Dragon that I was looking at. So go and take a look at all the scopes, because you're seeing life through the prisms of all the different One to Listen advisors who put them up there. And I have to say, shout out as well to Kay and Peggy. We'll be here with Strands of Wisdom at 11 this morning here on 1-2 Radio. It's a new show to 1-2 Radio, well, fairly new. So make sure you check that out. Okay, where am I? Let me get into the chat room. Cross all your fingers, say a prayer. Let's see if my computer will refresh this page. I can do you some readings. I can't believe what is going on with my computer. So there we go. So I can see that I've got Renee. I'm now going to do the thing where I ask it to tip the comments the right way up to all comments. So I can actually say, so good morning to Maureen. I will do you a message from the dragons, to Catherine, to Laura, to Renee, to Jennifer, Lakshmi Dove, to Tiffany, and to Jay. Good morning. Kelly Whetstone is joining Raven and Jay on the backstage pass today. So make sure you stay with 1-2 Radio right after this show. Lioness is in the house. So is Denise. So let me go back up to the top and do you some readings. So Maureen, you particularly wanted a dragon. So let me get some dragon cards out for you. I am feeling better. Thank you for that kind message. It's an interesting challenge. You know me, I'm not good at slowing up, and I've got 8 stitches in my back and I'm banned from bending down. So it's made me behave myself, and all those kind of dips and with my legs is giving me great muscles in my legs. So there's always a silver lining to a cloud. Okay, the dragon I have for you, Maureen. Now, I haven't had this one for a long time. What a beautiful dragon. You have got a green and gold dragon from Sirius. Now, this dragon is wrapping breath around the earth and brings universal knowledge to your spiritual pathway. This is particularly about, Maureen, learning about spiritual technology, which is a transmitter of sacred knowledge. So is there something that you're being asked to learn that where you could bring spirituality and perhaps some of the new technology together? Interesting. You will know when you find it, but what a fascinating card to have. You'll have to let me know. Catherine, good morning. Good day to you. Laura, you would love a message if there's time. Of course, there is time. Let me have a look. Yep, I've still got time. So for Laura, let's have a look. There we go. I've used the wisdom deck. Again, I think this is a very transformative week, because if you know your tarot, there's two decks in tarot. There's what they call the pip cards or the suits, which are the details. And then on top, there's the major arcana cards, which are, you know, the major part of our journey, or sit up and take note. And you have two major arcana cards here. The first one is the dreamer. It's the fool in traditional tarot. It's about new beginnings. It's about trusting yourself. It's about a leap of faith. It's about moving forward. And I have it. That comes with Metatron. Now, Metatron is the Metatron's cube. It's our very highest part of our crown chakra, where knowledge comes down. And I have it with Archangel Zadkiel and the card of balance. Now, Zadkiel is very much about our mental process, bringing ideas in, or blending with others. Particularly, I'm drawn to that message, blending with others, your ideas with others, to create something extraordinary, because you both bring something magical to the table that the other one couldn't see. And because it's with the dreamer, this is a leap of faith to do this. Perhaps you haven't tried doing that before. It's about the power of diversity and bringing things together to create something new and wonderful. So I hope that makes sense to you, Laura. Good morning to Renee. Good morning to Catherine. A message around Sunday when you'll be meeting one of your dragons. How exciting. I'm sounding the dragon lines here in Cornwall this weekend. I'm looking forward to it. Again, Major Arcana card. I have a dragon. This is about, it's connected to Cancerian energy usually. It's about driving life forward with our will. And it's rewards for hard work. And I've got another card with it, which is the King of Water, which is about trustworthy people. So I would say working with your dragons, because of the message of these two cards, use your will to set your intention. What do you want from this day on Sunday? What's your intention? And then really trust and engage your heart and your emotions, and be prepared to feel it and allow the energy in. So that's what I would say is the message from there. I'm just going to take a look to see where I am. Okay, I've still got time. A very good morning to my colleague Jennifer Lakshmi Dove from 1-2 Listen. Good morning to Tiffany. You would like a card, what you need to know in terms of your financials. Normally, do you know, I would go for the wisdom deck, but Tiffany, for some reason, I'm drawn to the dragon deck. So let's have a look. So let's hit the dragon deck. What do you need to know about your financials? I have, Tiffany, a rainbow dragon. And this rainbow is streaking across a sky of dark clouds, and the sun is coming out. So I would say about your financials, don't get caught up in those dark clouds, or let them obscure the fact that the sun is coming up and rainbows are beautiful. Have trust. Expect miracles, are the words on the cards. Expect miracles and accept opportunities. So I would say keep positive and be very open, because of that transformation card that we had at the beginning. Allow life to flow through. And if it doesn't go the way that you think, oh, it should be over there, try, if on the, I should be going left, try looking on the right, be very, very open to all the possibilities, I would say. Good morning to Jay. I'm looking forward to hearing your show with Kelly and Raven. Good morning to Lioness. Good morning to Diane. Denise. I apologise. Denise, can't read. Who would like a message? Of course you can. Let me have a look. Denise, there we go. I have a message for Denise. I have a Five of Fire. Five of Wands, if you like your traditional tarot. Interesting. In my deck, it's a picture of someone with a hall of mirrors, and they can't see their way forward because everything is reflecting back at them. But if they just looked a little to the side, they could walk around the mirror and walk on. Sometimes this is conflicting views with other people, and it's one of those arguments that when I get the Five of Fire, the argument is not worth having because it's just getting the fire of it, the rage of it is reflected back at you. And it's maybe one of those situations when you think, do you know what? There's no point having this heated discussion, if that's what it gets to, because it's getting nobody anywhere. I'm just kind of go round the edge. Sometimes we just have to agree to differ and leave it at that. So I hope that makes sense for you. I'm just going to see, because I've got lots of messages. I can see you're trying to message me. So I'm going to give this a go and see if my computer will play. I was also going to, while it is doing its thing, share with you my kind of journey this week, that I always like to try and share something that I've been given with you. I actually picked it up from the wonderful angel intuitive Kyle Gray. I love Kyle. He's a sweetheart. And he was talking about practices that are non-negotiable. And I've been reviewing nurturing practices and thinking I need to make a couple of non-negotiables. So for me, what's your non-negotiable nurturing practice? It might be a practical one, like going for a walk or taking a bath or taking time out or reading more. Or maybe it's a spiritual practice. I mean, I've been looking through, I did the most amazing cacao ceremony last weekend. It has blown me away. Cacao is now non-negotiable in my life as a spiritual practice. It's just stunning. Also, I've been looking in a yoga-based exercise regime that I used to do for years, and I've let it drop, called the Five Tibetans, which is very nurturing and empowering for your body. And, of course, there's always the diet that needs a review. So those are going to be things I'm looking at to see if I can make them non-negotiable. Now, your non-negotiable has to be very simple. It has to be something that you can keep up. Otherwise, you're not going to do it. Cacao is a no-brainer. I can have cacao every morning. That is easy to do. I do want to do the Five Tibetans because I know that it will keep my body strong and flexible. And the diet, well, we'll give it a go. So let's have a look. I'm going back down. I'm just seeing where I am in this. Oh, I'm almost out of time. Thank you so much. Yes, thank you. Thank you, thank you. I can see you coming in and saying that that made sense to you. So I'm really, really glad that that did make sense to you. And I'm going to have one more quick look. Fun and perfect messages, Laura. You are very, very welcome. Feel better and remember to use your healing oils. I certainly will. Okay, where am I now? Let's have a look. So I am coming up on time. Don't forget, of course, as I said, Jay and Raven are on the way next with Kelly Whetstone. I cannot wait to hear the fun that that's going to be. Also, don't forget, at 10, you've got Erin, and then you have got the fabulous Kay Dragon and Peggy Risa with Strands of Wisdom. Two wisdom goddesses there at 11. Plenty to come on 1-2 Radio today. I will be back at the same time, I hope. My computer willing, next week. I have no idea what we'll be doing together, but I am going to bring all the knowledge that I will have picked up about the dragons that I'm going to be sounding this weekend. So I think lots of dragon power next week. So until then, have a great week. Lots of love to you. Take care, and bye-bye for now.